Like so many other things, the Pittsburgh stop of the Banff Center Mountain Film Festival World Tour, scheduled for April 3rd through 5th, was canceled. The festival is an annual showcase of some of the best films that celebrate the outdoors, from high-adrenaline sports to local activism. The cancellation was sad news for Ellie Fisher, who celebrates her birthday every year by going to the festival with a group of friends.
Oh, I was so bummed. I mean, I never go to movies, but this is like the one show I go to.
But there's a silver lining. Many of the movies are now available online. The Allegheny Front's Andy Kubis has more.
If you've burned through Netflix already, don't worry. The Banff Center Mountain Film Festival is here for you. After the remainder of their 225-city world tour was canceled, including events in Pittsburgh and State College, festival organizers worked with filmmakers to move about 100 of the films online to watch for free. Life of Pi is one of them. It's a short documentary that tells the story of two mountain bikers who moved to a small town in Colorado in search of cheap rent and good trails.
Isn't there a Susan B. Anthony quote about riding bikes? Something about that was the best invention to emancipate women because it gave people freedom.
15 years later, the two women now run a beloved pizza shop and have helped transform their conservative town into a more welcoming mountain bike mecca.
Whether I'm sitting next to the biker or the horser or the fracker, it doesn't matter. We're all individuals, we're all here, we're all wanting to live in this great community and make it better. So we have to have those conversations and do it.
There's no real way to replicate the same experience of being with 1,000 other people, including your friends, and sharing the big screen experience of seeing the film.
Jim Baker is the manager for the festival's world tour. He says the experience of seeing these films online can be a mixed one.
There's obviously inspiration and adventure and entertainment, but there's also, I think, maybe an appreciation for what we've lost. Those of us who are confined to our homes have a strong desire to be back out there in the natural world. Hopefully the films can help build that interest while helping us get through it. And I think there's also lessons in a lot of the films, watching the struggles that people have on climbing expeditions or fighting for important environmental goals are ones that can help give us the strength to be able to make it through sitting at home.
Baker has watched all the films in the collection, and he has a few favorites. One he recommends is a short film called For the Love of Mary. It features a 97-year-old State College man who runs to the summit of New Hampshire's Mount Washington every year in the memory of his late wife.
It certainly is a spiritual feeling when you're out there alone in the woods.
And it's a really touching film. A little bit of a warning, there may be tears involved when you watch it.
Well, this year I seem to be just running out of fuel. I'm telling people that my fuel tank is filling up with sand, and I just hit the wall near the top of that mountain and had a terrible time to get to the finish. I finished, yes, I did finish, standing up, but I had two people close by me to catch me if I fell or started to fall. And I had Mary with me also.
The film festival has partner organizations in every city it goes to. The nonprofit Venture Outdoors was set to host the Pittsburgh show at the Bynum Theater. It's been a sellout fundraiser for them for years. Attendees had the choice to get a refund or donate the ticket price back to the organization. Ellie Fisher gladly chose the latter, and she's looking forward to the virtual watch party Venture Outdoors is planning for later this month. But she still really missed her birthday tradition of attending the festival with friends.
The last several years, one girlfriend has brought an angel food cake with us, and we sit in the theater watching them and pass the angel food cake back down the aisle and just pick at it with our fingers and eat it right up, and it makes for a wonderful celebration.
Instead, Fisher and her two kids spent her birthday night streaming a bunch of the films on YouTube and watched from their couch. And a new birthday memory was formed.
You know, that was the positive thing about this, is I've never taken my children down to it because it's always too late. And so they actually got to see the shows this time, too.
New films from the canceled tour are being added online every day. Organizers say the easiest way to find them is to Google Epic Films for the Great Indoors. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Kubis.